This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report, the first of the year, on Friday. We'll have more right after this.
Lasting longer than originally projected, now that the theory has been tested, those would be wood chip bioreactors and the focus of the latest Pods of Potential podcast from the Iowa Soybean Association.
Monitor 10 H bioreactors, only three of which needed an immediate recharge. That evidence sort of suggests that these things could definitely last longer than 10 years, since right at 10 years, it doesn't necessarily mean you need to have a wood chip recharge.
ISA Conservation Services Manager Alex Busman says a wood chip bioreactor could make your operation more environmentally friendly and be funded by cost share. Pods of Potential, episode 14 on your favorite podcasting platform.
In the first report for 2025, this week's export sales were disappointing compared to expectations. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest U.S. export sales report.
Came in at 777,000 tons for corn and 609,000 tons for soybeans. The estimated range for corn was somewhere between 800 and 1.4 million tons. The beans were 500,000 to 1.3 million. So the fact that we were at the lower end or even eclipsed the lower end of those estimates is going to look disappointing. The caveat to this whole thing is those numbers that we got, that 777, the 609,000 for beans, those are right in line with the five-year average. So the idea that we've had such good demand that propped up those numbers is a little bit misleading here. But overall, we're still doing fine on the corn and bean sales.
McBride said the exports usually see a seasonal decline at the beginning of a new calendar year.
Yeah, we start to get into a little bit of a seasonal decline right about now. On the soybean side of things, it's a little more pronounced than the corn side. But this is about the time where you really start to lock in that bean crop in South America, whether it's Brazil or Argentina, and you start to get a better feel for just how their production is going. And that's when you'll start to see some of those sales start to switch over to Brazil, and you'll start to see our numbers start to dwindle a little bit. Well, that's kind of what we saw this week.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.